thumb. That my little baby. She call me daddy like grandmama baby. If this Sunday dinner, my hand on the gravy, I...
You miss me. And you can't find me nowhere.
I done seen it all, my God. I done seen it all, my God, I swear. Nothing new under the sun. Nobody fuck up with sun. I got a couple of sons, a couple of guns, a couple of chicken that bust up the party and fuck up the fun. She digging me and I'm cuffing a friend. She igging you while we flick for fun. I got a suck in her thumb. That my little baby. She call me daddy like grandmama baby. If this Sunday dinner, my hand on the gravy. I've been on the craziest wave. If I'm on the stage, the M is my minimum wage. This ain't no kennel, but hey, if it's looking just without that bark and we sending a stray. So in a way, we the dog catchers. How many bullets your dog catching? Sawed off, raw dog fashion. Hard off, hope dog catch. Damn.
I woke up for some money. Hey, Luke. Too many ops in you. Tell me who you with.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXE, broadcasting Acre Catskill Hudson. That was Under the Sun featuring J. Cole, Loot, and DaBaby. We're in front of our studio audience preparing to bring you tracks. Listen for original lyrics over free beats. We will kick off our show after the local news and weather.
Probably pissed off. Who would thought I made it this far? Gold mouth. Come on.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Rick Collin reports in the Times Union that campaign contributions are supposed to be disclosed to the public, but a mystery contribution is clouding the town election in Rensselaer. The large S.A. Dunn construction debris landfill there is an issue, and Republicans are now alleging that an unknown campaign contribution looks like it came from the Dunn family just after the city approved a land annexation issue in its favor. Mike Stammel, a Republican running against incumbent Mayor Rich Mooney, says a $5,000 2017 contribution to the Rensselaer Democratic Committee came months after the city approved annexation of additional land for the landfill. The donation came from Sheridan LLC, a limited liability corporation with an address listed at 2 Beekman Court in Loudonville, where members of the Dunn family have and currently live. Mooney, the Democrat incumbent, said, and I quote, that money came in to Mayor Dwyer in 2017, end quote, referring to the former Rensselaer Mayor, Dan Dwyer, who used to head the city's Democratic Committee. Mooney is running to finish Dwyer's term after he died in 2018. Because a limited liability corporation is involved, the public has less information about the donation. Judith Ink, the former EPA regional administrator who is involved in protests against the landfill, said, and I quote, mysterious LLCs are a problem, end quote. Many politicians have accepted campaign donations from the company that now operates Dunn Landfill, Waste Connections. State Senator George Amador and Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple both accepted contributions from the company. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that the activist group Scenic Hudson announced October 29th that it is buying more than 500 acres along the Hudson River in the city of Kingston and the town of Ulster. The environmental group will make a public park on land that was once set to be housing development called Hudson Landing. Scenic Hudson Land Trust Quarry Walters bought the 508 acres from Hudson Landing Development AVR Acquisition Corp of Yonkers. The land has an assessed value of about $5.1 million, though the group did not reveal the sale price. Scenic Hudson President Ned Sullivan said in a statement, and I quote, Securing this property will bring tremendous recreational, ecological, scientific, and economic benefits to the city and town residents and the entire region. The acquisition represents Scenic Hudson's most ambitious undertaking in its history to transform a former industrial site on the Hudson into a community asset in an urban setting, end quote. The land includes a mile of Hudson River shoreline and stretches between the town of Ulster and the city of Kingston. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Open enrollment for New York State of Health Plan begins again November 1st, the seventh year the low-cost health insurance coverage has been available. Governor Andrew Cuomo said in a statement, and I quote, "New York is proud to be a national leader in providing access to health care to state residents through a robust and vibrant marketplace. Despite continued aggressive threats at the federal level to dismantle the Affordable Care Act and block access to health care, we continued to move forward. We believe health care is a right, not a luxury, and we will continue our efforts to provide New Yorkers with quality, affordable health coverage," end quote. More than 4.8 million people are currently enrolled in coverage through New York State of Health. The enrollment period lasts through January 31st, 2020, and is available at newyorkstateofhealth.ny.gov. Hudson Valley's congressional delegation voted along party lines October 31st on whether or not to begin a formal impeachment inquiry of the president. Republican Elise Stefanik voted against, while Democrats Paul Tonko, Antonio Delgado, and Sean Maloney voted for, and I quote, "directing certain committees to continue their ongoing investigations as part of the existing House of Representatives inquiry into whether sufficient grounds exist for the House of Representatives to exercise its constitutional power to impeach Donald John Trump, President of the United States of America," end quote. The measure passed 232 to 196, with no Republicans voting for beginning the impeachment inquiry. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather. As the last bit of rain leaves the area this morning, we will see temperatures rise from 47 degrees to only 53 by noon. It will be windy all day with gusts over 35 miles per hour. Overnight temperatures drop down to the freezing mark before dawn on Saturday. Both Saturday and Sunday will have a low near freezing and a high in the low 50s. Over on the river, high tides will be at 6:42 a.m. and at 7:03 p.m. Low tides will be at 12:52 a.m. and at 12:59 p.m. Water temperature will be 52 degrees. As temperatures drop, we will be moving away from river predictions and establishing snow predictions, like the current closest snowfall being over 300 miles away. Looking way up, we see finally a new sunspot has emerged, and it has a magnetic signature indicating it is from the next solar cycle. We are at the interface of cycle 24 and 25. Current solar wind speed is 414 kilometers per second at 4.9 protons per milliliter. The predicted 24-hour KP index is 3 quiet. This has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXE is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdemar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Catskill Clubhouse.
27 hearts beat.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. 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 It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, just your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the video at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
That was a Clubhouse original theme song by DJ WIC. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, presenting 1 hour of tracks.
All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. I am DJ Khonsu, here with
DJ WIC
and
DJ KitKat.
Okay. And we have been making music together. We're in tracks, and this is our music show. We feature songs by the youth who are here, local artists, and artists that inspire us. And DJ WIC, can you tell us a little bit about what it was like to make that theme song? I know we had a little bit of a contest last week in tracks, right? Of, you know, who could make a clubhouse theme song. And you made some that talk about some of our clubhouse values.
Yeah, so the process with that was the contest was brought up, and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna win that. But besides that, besides the competition, I sat down for like an hour, thought about lyrics, found a free beat, and I just put it all together. I saw it, the lyrics fit at the right time. Mm-hmm. The timing was great, and like it faded out in the end perfectly, so I was happy about that.
Nice. Yeah, I like the way that flow ended out. And, you know, we talk about, you were saying, you know, you're accepted here at the clubhouse, no drama at the clubhouse. Like, what does this space mean to you and DJ Kick It? Like, when I said values, what, did I not get your DJ? Did I not get that right?
It's DJ Kit Kat.
Kit Kat. Okay, I thought you said Kick It. All right, my bad. All right, so DJ Kit Kat. The values here, when I asked, you know, values, you were like, the things we value here or the values of the space? And I said both. So if you all could, I don't know, elaborate a little bit on that.
All right, like you could go first. DJ WIC.
So the first thing that I'm going to say I value here is the tracks program, because before this, you know, I was never on the radio. I was never thinking about lyrics to songs. I was never making songs. So like tracks is like a big part of the clubhouse for me. New experiences, mm-hmm. new opportunities, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one thing that we really value at the clubhouse is keeping it a drug-free space, and it's kind of a place that we get to go to, you know, get away from maybe like home and get to relax and stuff from school, because maybe some kids don't really have like some of the stuff we have here at home,
mm-hmm.
and so it's kind of like the opportunity to do like the things that you like to do, but just do it in a different space and environment, and just as long as you keep it as needed, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like be respectful of people,
yeah.
And
yeah, like you respect others. Others will treat you as the same, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, thank you for that, DJ KitKat. Yeah, okay. What is tracks to you, DJ WIC?
You know, tracks to me is like a community within the clubhouse that brings people together through music, both lyrical and instrumental. And also, like, trains my brain to think and bring up vocabulary that has been laying dormant in my mind and reawakening it to create, you know, some beautiful work.
Yeah. I think that's been happening a lot. Like, you know, in 3 hours is tracks, right?
Yeah.
That we held every Saturday.
Yeah.
All y'all came up with, like, pretty much 4 original songs.
Yeah.
Or you started working on yours. I know.
No, I'm finished. I just need to do, like, a clean run through and stuff, you know, just fix up my voice a bit and clean it up. So.
Okay. Mm. But yeah, y'all came up with like a lot of songs, and y'all all even though it was a competition, it was in like community, like supporting each other about it, like rocking out to the songs.
Yeah, we all knew at the end of the day, whoever, like, it didn't matter like whose song was better, like we all have some say in like what is played on the radio, what we listen to, who is comfortable with what saying, what listening to what.
Exactly.
You know, so we all have a sense of respect for each other, so we know like what line not to cross and what not to talk about. So I feel like that's one thing that it's another value. So
okay, I appreciate that, because I think it's not so much what not, is it like what not to talk about, or is it like how you hold what you're talking about, right? Because like we try not to censor topics, right?
Yeah,
it's just about being respectful about those topics, right?
Yeah,
it's the respect.
Yeah, because everybody's like, people have personal opinions, and when some people say certain things, it may like offend others, you know.
And so I think it's just about just space. So
yeah,
let's take a minute. One of our DJs who was with us on tracks but couldn't be here today, Tyla, did a piece that we recorded yesterday. So we're gonna play that and take a minute. It's called Rugrats. That depends on the week. It just depends on the week. And all right. Okay. So we're gonna play Rugrats. Okay.
Gotcha. Yep.
I usually just come and chill. Got some friends who off the pill. I really like dill, pickles, no fill. Rugrats, I thug that. Can't get back those times. I hugged back those hate tracks and I didn't make a dime. Just wasting some time. Got some people who really wanna be slime. And I hate that, then I lay back and think about what's mine. Okay, scratch that. I don't got much, but I'm soft touching like a. I can get hard and I got bars. Can't really tell me what to do. I ain't got no crew. Last year I'm acting new. They stick to me like I'm f***ing glue. Don't understand, I'm clueless, I'm boozed. I'm two stitch, got Leo by the CEO and I'm in cameo. Can't stop me, I'm catastrophic. No man to stop me, no band to pop me, no hand to cop me, no f***ing top me. Got the energy like I'm coffee, caffeinate, rejuvenate, cause there's only so much to take, and I say that now, cause I know backing down, and I'm in the town, no resident, and I'm president of all the people who went and spent all their money on the company they work at. Where the birds at? I'm trying to earn my wings, can't wait till I get all my rings, so my whole clique can eat like kings.
All right, that was Tyla, Rugrats. That was, I don't know, I really enjoyed that. We were working that for a really long time on Saturday. I know that she was listening to the beat over and over and over again, really just coming up with more and more bars on bars on bars.
Yeah.
Like, so, y'all got anything in terms of, like, I know that was her process, and so you were talking about you listened and just started to feel the flow of the beat. Mm. Well, you said you've almost got, that you have something finished and you want to do a clean run through.
Yeah,
is there, you know, ways
some
that
of the things, like, it just, it's not hard for me to catch a flow. Mm-hmm. It's just the fact that I need to practice it, and when I, like, when I'm confident in what I'm doing, like, I'll know, like, what to do and when to do it, and so I kind of just got to, like, humble myself more. And just, like, be aware of things that are happening around me so I'm not distracted and I can kind of focus on the music.
Heard.
Yeah, and also, I don't know if I'm explaining this right, but it's also about the tempo, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to make a good example of this or the right one, but and maybe instead of saying, like, the dog chased the bone over the fence, you can say, like, the dog chased the bone over the fence, you know, just like change it up.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, I think so. Something that always happens when I hear a new beat, or that when people like first drop into a beat, sometimes it's like they're trying to like run through every single part of the beat and not taking rests or breaths or it's about like there's rests in music.
Yeah, like some people some people can do that, some people can't. It just it just depends on like how much you value what you're doing or if you're really like focused on what you're doing. Like there's some people who can just like start a song, only have the chorus and just put it away for now and then come back to it like 2 years later and then it's finished all of a sudden.
I think it's also about just like space in the music, right? Like it doesn't have to be like da 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 like
forever. Yeah, like take your time, like actually learn what you're saying, know what you're saying,
da 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 da, you know?
Yeah, like break yourself apart as much as you can so you can understand what you're doing.
And that's something that Walter White, who couldn't be with us today, has been talking about, right? Kind of voice coaching in some ways of like finding your flow and like your beat. Force you to necessarily change your lyrics sometimes to fit into that proper flow. Let's take a break and listen to a song by someone who, I don't know, I think inspires some of us, maybe. Meek Mill and YBN Cordae. Anybody down?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to listen to We Gonna Make It.
Hey.
We'll be back in a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, God bless the dream chasers. If you got a dream, keep chasing it. Never let nobody hate you out your dreams. You gon' make it. Yeah, I could've died on that payment. Every time I see my mom, I be like, wait a minute. She know it's something wrong with me, but I don't say. And I've been tired of chasing dreams, but I'm gon' chase it. Should we never had a shot, how we gon' take it? Success is in my arm reach and I can taste it. In the mansion, I was just down in the basement. They ain't believe in me, but I'm gonna make it. See, I know how it feels on a late night, swimming with the great whites, drowning in the deep waters. Know you got three daughters, could use some resources. Nah, we just need order. I got my own bad news, a reporter. Ain't even safe, they wanna deport us. I'd rather keep us boxed in on the street corners. If you gon' stop and frisk, at least warn us. My dog's still on probation, they got a leash on us. Far from stupid, in fact I'm smarter than Harvard students. Sparked a movement and put an end to this garbage music. Got me thinking like this can't be life. Stupid just voted for the Antichrist. I could've died on that payment. Every time I see my mom, I be like, wait a minute. She know it's something wrong with me, but I don't say. And I've been tired of chasing dreams, but I'm gon' chase it. Should we ain't never had a shot, how we gon' take it? Success is in my arm reach and I can taste it. In the mansion, I was just down in the basement. They ain't believe in me, but I'm gon' make it. Yeah, it was hell here. My people killing and it's well here. Got my mama black card and she was just on welfare. That's goals. Did it on my own, I got myself here. When God asked me, do I want this shit? I said, hell yeah, I'm ready. When I put the crown on, it was heavy. I was drowning in my past like when Katrina brought the levees in New Orleans. And my city to them kids, I'm like joy. Every move I made like chess is important. I just went against the system, spending nights trying to reform it. Late at night thinking I could lose my life just from doing this. It's a sacrifice, I know it won't be right if I forfeit. But I do it for the young kings that never had no voices, for real. I could have died on that payment. Every time I see my mom, I be like, wait a minute. She know it's something wrong with me, but I don't say. And I've been tired of chasing dreams, but I'm gon' chase it. Should we never had a shot, how we gon' take it? Success is in my arm reach and I can taste it. In the mansion, I was just down in the basement. They ain't believe in me, yeah. But I'm gon' make it.
Okay, I reminisce the cold days in wintertime. Got home by dinner time. 7-Eleven runs, Gatorade flavor, lemon lime. Hot Cheetos, Arizona's oranges, clementine. The first job I ever applied for was Finish Line. Sometime be forgetting, then remember I'm savior of the rap, leader of the renaissance. Self-appointed, well-anointed for my endeavors. I'm iron cheddar, applying pressure to find setups. The rap game is based upon what I am better. If truth is told, then you can grow and die and never know I'm everlasting. Better grasping this thing in life. I heard me hook and I told him to sing it twice.
I
could have
died on that payment. Every time I see my mom, I be like, wait a minute. She know it's something wrong with me, but I don't say. And I've been tired of chasing dreams, but I'm gon' chase it. We ain't never had a shot, how we gon' take it? Success is in my arm reach and I can taste it. In the mansion, I was just down in the basement. They ain't believe in me, but I'm gon' make it.
All right, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. That was We Gon' Make It featuring Meek Mill and YBN Cordae. Back here with DJ WIC and DJ Kit Kat, and we have a little bit of time before the news. Wanted to talk about how mood and lyrics affect, like the beat affects the mood, affects the lyrics.
Uh-huh. All right. So, this is just my personal opinion. Might agree, might not. But to me, the lyrics, that's the meaning, right? Mm-hmm. So you want to send a message to your viewer, let them know how you feel and how they're supposed to feel about it or whatever. And then the beat, it like sets the mood for it.
Mm-hmm.
So the lyrics mean mood. It's like the lyrics, and then they mean something, and the beat sets the mood. You can't have lyrics with no beat, and you can't have beat with no lyrics. I mean, like, I'm talking about in, like, my music kind of thing. Like if you're talking about some poetry or, like, just, like, instrumentals, that's something different. But I'm trying to get at the lyrics in a song both together. That's what I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, I heard. And so you're focused on, like, your word structure and, like, how that works.
Yeah.
And I know one of our studio audience members, Malachi, brought up a rhymer's block, which is a good tool for artists who are looking at how they keep writing. So appreciate him, you know, giving us that piece of tool also so that we can use more lyrics, different words,
like
and
a lot
keep
of
expanding that.
Yeah, like a lot of the times when I get stuck and if I'm writing something, I just like go on like Google and I find like a website that like that rhymes with a word that I'm like that I'm talking about, and I'll just like I find like a random word that may sound good, but then you know I just like have to define it before I'm saying something I don't know like what it means.
Yo, heard, and DJ WSC, DJ Kit Kat, thank you for a great first segment.
Yeah.
And speaking in terms of like the focus on lyrics, one of our youth, Soraya, did a cover of Unsteady by X Ambassadors. It was recorded last week during Tracks, and I think you should really listen to the lyrics because I think they're really special and important. So we'll be back after the news with an extended interview pre-recorded with Dope Boy Menace. So stay tuned and we'll be back.
Bye.
Hold on to me, 'cause I'm a little unsteady, a little unsteady. Hold on to me, 'cause I'm a little unsteady, a little unsteady. Mama, come here, approach, appear, and down you know alone. 'Cause this house don't feel like home. But if you love me, don't let go. Oh, oh yeah, yeah. But if you love me, don't let go. Hold on to me, 'cause I'm a little unsteady, a little unsteady. Hold on to me, 'cause I'm a little unsteady, a little unsteady. Mother, I know that trying alone, and Dad, you know you're trying to fight when you feel like flying. But if you love me, don't let go. Oh, oh yeah, yeah. If you love me, don't let go. Oh, oh, oh. 'cause I'm a little unsteady. A little unsteady.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Graham. Emily Munson is reporting for the Times Union. An ethics complaint has been filed against freshman U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado, alleging he violated House rules concerning the use of congressional funds. R. Bruce McLean of Kingston filed the complaint, accusing the Rhinebeck Democrat of using video footage of town halls paid for by official congressional funds in his campaign ads that were distributed on television and social media. House rules strictly limit the use of congressional funds for official purposes, not for campaign use. The complaint appears to have been drafted by the National Republican Congressional Committee, which has been involved in an aggressive campaign against Delgado since he announced his support for the presidential impeachment inquiry, according to Munson. Delgado said he is proud to have led 27 town halls region-wide since being elected. He said, quote, "Each one has been completely open to the public and the press. I made a promise to listen to my constituents, and that means accessible, transparent, and accountable. Baseless and frivolous attacks from those who want to silence me will not change that," end quote. Thousands of citizen complaints are made to the Office of Congressional Ethics against members of Congress yearly, and most do not result in official findings of wrongdoing. McLean is a registered Republican and a resident of the 19th Congressional District. He filed the complaint October 15th, and you can read the full story in the Times Union. Melanie Lekosebek is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Thousands of residents in Green and Columbia counties were without power Friday, November the 1st, as a result of powerful winds and a rainstorm overnight. As of midday, more than 4,500 in Greene County were still in the dark. The hardest hit areas were Cairo and Catskill. Coxsackie Village, Durham, New Baltimore, and Hunter were all significantly impacted as well, according to John Masterjane, spokesman for Central Hudson. In the areas of Columbia County served by Central Hudson, there were outages reported in Ancrum and Gallatin. Masterjane said, and I quote, "The estimated restoration times for power outages in Columbia and Greene counties are being reevaluated and have been extended to late afternoon and evening today and possibly overnight for some locations," end quote. He said substantial repairs will be needed to restore service, requiring more time than originally anticipated. With high winds in the forecast, there may be more outages coming. There were a small number of outages scattered around Columbia County in National Grid Service area, including locations in Gallatin, Stuyvesant, Taconic, Chatham, Claremont, and Kinderhook. In most of those cases, power is expected to be restored by Friday afternoon, according to National Grid. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting, the Ulster County District Attorney's Office said October 31st, Northern Ulster County, and in particular Saugerties, is experiencing, and I quote, "an unprecedented number of overdoses," end quote, linked to fentanyl-laced heroin. The DA's office said there were also 12 overdoses last week in Hunter, Greene County. Officials did not say if any of the overdoses were fatal. Law enforcement at the scene of the Ulster County incidents reported that two different packages of heroin bearing distinctive stamps were tainted and contained fentanyl. The first had a red stamp showing a basketball player with the name LeBron underneath. The second had a blue stamp showing two handguns and the words "Young Guns." Anyone with an addiction is urged to contact the Ulster County Mental Health Substance Disorder Line at 800-662-4357. Anyone with information concerning the presence of heroin in their community is asked to call 845-340-3599. All calls will be kept confidential. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the president of the Northern Dutchess NAACP October 31st called on State Attorney General Letitia James to investigate, and I quote, "the police practices and the alleged racial bias here in the city of Poughkeepsie," end quote. The request came after attorney William Wagstaff filed a civil rights complaint against the city and its police department, alleging police officers physically and verbally abused and threatened two teenage girls. An investigation by the city cleared the officers involved in any wrongdoing. Northern Dutch's NAACP president Eloise Maxey said this week that following the March 11th incident, she asked the mayor and police chief to implement special training on therapeutic crisis intervention, training in proper ways to interact with and apprehend children, the elderly, and the mentally handicapped. She also requested the city hire a youth officer trained to work with young people and that mandatory diversity and sensitivity training be conducted on an ongoing basis. Maxey said she has yet to receive a response from the city. And you can read that full story in MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Yeah. I'm counting racks now. I put them straps down. I used to back out. I never back down. I'm counting racks now. I put them straps down.
I used to back Welcome out. Back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. You are listening to Straps Down by Seville and Dope Boy Menace, who is actually in studio with us today.
What's up? What's up? Dope Boy Menace in the building.
I'm DJ Kansu.
DJ Phoebs. What's up,
really,
y'all?
I'm really Walter White, but I'm Dope Boy Menace, the guest today.
Hey. Right. Get to wear multiple hats here in Radio Live.
Yeah. Yep, two of them right now.
So, we did play this song last week, actually, but bringing it back, and we're going to play some of your other things that you've given us for edits, too, that we were radio editing, but you're anchoring Tracks program here at the Clubhouse.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tracks program is like, it's new, relatively new, but it's to me, but it's been going on Tracks Recovery for a while, but it's dope that we started our own at the Clubhouse for the kids every Saturday from 6 to 9. Bring them through.
Yep.
We're here, we're showing them, you know, how to create music, you know, how to make beats, and sometimes we sit down and we talk about recovery as well. And, you know, I don't want to talk about recovery too much to the kids because they're not in recovery, but it's just like, at least if we give them some type of, you know, feedback on it or some information on it, they'll know or have information if they ever had to, like, you know.
Right. And if they're running with
somebody
other people
in
who
recovery
are.
Or maybe somebody in their family, I don't know. But it's a good program, and I love the program, and I love what we're doing. And last week we had really a whole lot of fun with it, and we tried to come up with the Clubhouse
theme song.
A lot of them came out good, and it was hard to choose.
Mm-hmm.
We still got to choose.
We still do have to do that. Right?
We can let the listeners choose.
Yeah, that's true. Right? So we can stay out of it.
Yeah.
For real. So they won't be like, "Oh, you
right? You picked favorites."
Listen,
like,
we
no,
have nothing to do with.
Yeah, right. That was all the listeners.
Yeah, right.
You feel me? That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tracks program is dope, man. I love it, man. And I wish more people would come. I begin asked a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
I had some kids come in last week too, that was relatively new to Clubhouse and never been here before.
It's like a great way to drop in.
They liked it too. They want to come back. So.
That's great.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of impact do you expect this to have on kids if we can keep this going?
A positive one more than anything, but I want us to like possibly create a star.
Tom feeling.
So we could be like, yo, that was Clubhouse did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that would be great, even if they was to go viral or something, like something, get something out of it, and then that would like influence the other kids in the neighborhood to be like, I could do that too.
Mm-hmm.
I could be viral, or I could be a star.
Yeah, but these tools
right
here.
Tracks. I need to go to Tracks.
Right. Get my head. Yeah.
And get it popping. So, you know, that's what I'm looking for. Hoping, you know, that's what I do.
And it's also something to be able to hear you doing your music. And, like, it's like, hey, this is what I do. I can teach you how to do this. Yeah. And so we're going to take a minute and listen to one of Dope Boy Menace's tracks, Trap Vibes.
Oh. My homie came home, my door got locked. Another day, another dollar, man, the trap don't stop. These vibes ain't right, fiends looking suspicious. These drug dealers is doing all of the snitching. My homie came home, my door got locked. Another day, another dollar, man, the trap don't stop.
When you blessed with a talent, they either gon' love or hate you. Might as well shine, cause it's gon' still shade you. OGs align you and young to fade you. And they ain't even barbers. This shit is getting harder in these streets where I'm from. Barely know their father, most of them being raised by their favorite rap artists. Yesterday I was thinking I used to look up the kingpins. Now they mopping floors and mess halls and sing sing, screaming bring Obama back while rappers wearing MAGA hats. Anything to sell a record, man, they more than whack. These ain't shit, I put my daughters on to that. These don't choose, my son's sister taught them that. These fools bought jewels, I went and ordered more Macs. I turn on the news cause Netflix ain't airing that. I light up the sip on the brew, thinking how they really out here killing people for views.
These vibes ain't right, fiends looking suspicious. The drug dealers is doing all of the snitching. My homie came home, my door got locked. Another day, another dollar, man, the trap don't stop. These vibes ain't right, fiends looking suspicious. The drug dealers is doing all of the snitching. My homie came home, my door got locked. Another day, another dollar, man, the trap don't stop.
Posing on the gram with the hammer and bad grammar. Dropped out of school like f**k it, now he a scammer. Designer clothes, foreign wheels, exotic clothes, chasing bags and going viral like Shiggy Show. That's all they know in the hood, that's how we get it. Eating good for us with sweet and sour chicken. Cooking O's on the stove in mama's kitchen. Had to wait till she leave and paying off your siblings. God giveth, God taketh away. Praying for better days, staying out of the way. I swear to tastes better when you stress, trying to camouflage it, but my life just a mess. The vibes ain't right, fiends looking suspicious. Drug dealers just doing all of the snitching. My homie came home, my dog got locked. Another day, another dollar, man, the trap don't stop.
These vibes ain't right, fiends looking suspicious. Drug dealers just doing all of the snitching. My homie came home, my dog got locked. Another day, another dollar, man, the trap don't stop. These vibes ain't right, fiends looking suspicious. Drug dealers doing all of the snitching. Homie came home, my door got locked. Another day, another dollar, man, the trap don't stop.
That was Trap Vibes by Dope Boy Menace. Here with us today, DJ Phoebs and DJ Khonsu. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio.
Yo, yo.
Can you tell us a little bit about, like, the inspiration for your writing? Like, where it's coming from, stories-wise?
Yeah, like, you know, reporting live from the hood, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? from my environment, from what I grew up in, what I saw, you know. I took what I saw in the street and I married it back into my music.
Yeah.
Into my lyrics. And, you know, a lot of stuff I didn't go through or do personally, but it was things that I seen and was up close and personal with. So I figured I'd write about it. You know what I mean?
And music can be like also a cathartic way to like deal with
it's
things.
It's like therapy. It was like therapy for me. And it still can be sometimes.
Right. That's how I feel about writing too.
Yeah. Like so. I'll write a whole bunch of raps and won't even use them. I just felt like I got it out of my system.
Yeah, right.
You know what that's important. That experience. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You had a line in that song you talk about kids being raised by rap artists. I'm curious how you're thinking about that in the context of tracks and what we're doing here and the kind of music that's coming their way. What kind of music you're trying to connect them to? What kind of rap artists you trying to get them
I'm trying to get them raised by consciousness. Mm-hmm. You know, like Meek Mill, the prison reform thing, and rappers like, you know, that's talking the truth and not just leading them down the path of negativity.
Tech Nine.
You know? Yeah, Tech Nine. Yeah. Yeah. You know, rappers like that, you know what I mean? Like, that are really teaching them something. Even, you know, I don't know all their names, the young kids, but there's this one young kid. He's very, like, positive, a rapper. I think it's YNB and Cardair.
Oh, YNB. Cardi, or is it okay?
One of them, he's really good. Like, okay, stuff like that. I want them to go down that kind of path. It's all good to have fun too. Right. You don't always have to be conscious, but I'm more take to that side.
Yo, heard. That makes me think about. So I doing the radio edits, right? So I'm listening to your stuff over and over and over again and enjoying it, right? Yeah. But that makes me think about summer days, actually, of like teaching the kids some stuff for a second, just on the chorus even. So could take a minute.
Showing you how like the chorus on summer days shows you how like it's fun. It's a good thing, but at any moment, it can get hot.
You know what
I'm saying?
So you got to watch your back.
Exactly.
Always.
You feel me?
All right. Let's take a minute. Listen to Summer Days by Dope Boy Menace. Hey.
The Lord is my shepherd. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for the sake of his name. Even though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. With me.
Load that stick up before you hit the strip. Say a prayer before you hit a leg. Strap your bitch up before you let bitch thinking I'ma come up then run up and make it hot as shit.
Summer days. Choppers, K's, 223.
Everybody love them.
Summer days, bottles of spades.
Summertime cookout, smoking, eating, and drinking. Pumpers in the lookouts, trap house jinking. Trump still in office, grew up like an orphan. Daddy was in jail and mama was out often. Blocks was infested, streets had me invested. Just because it feel good don't mean that it's a blessing. I was adolescent, had my granny stressing. They designed the hood to kill us, my name. I learned my lesson, my son about to be four. Hope he be an entrepreneur, hope he be a good to grow up and put his people on. Some gonna greet you wrong, just had the right response. Just had your gun on you, if you that type of flaunt. Sometimes you gotta right your wrongs, the summer nights is long. I take a bunch of thoughts, then I write the songs. Word to Yeezus, I got that Quentin Miller. For that currency, make you a better spitter. Load that stick up before you hit the strip. Say a prayer before you hit a leg. Strap your bitch up before you just thinking I'ma come up then run up and make it hot as shit.
Summer days. Choppers, K's, 223.
Everybody love them.
Summer days, bottles of spades.
Shootouts at barbecues never make the news. When you young, wild, and reckless, you gon' break the rules. When you never used to win, then what you got to lose? When you live the life of sin, that's how you got to move. Jugging and finessing, tucking the Smith and Wesson, trying to kick it with some beautiful women in sundresses. Drip to the floor, you know that I be dressing. It's that Thousand Island flexing. I've been trying to send a message, so relaxed in that peace. Still, I remain a beast, trying to make it to the cookout for the killer mac and cheese. Auntie taking pics, my sis talking ish. Kids running, doing flips, aunt scheming on my. It's a cold, cold world, but I love it. I be forever thugging. Things ain't always go as planned. I learned to work the oven. Word to Yeezus, I got that Quentin Miller. For that currency, make you a better spitter. Load that stick up before you hit the strip. Say a prayer before you hit a leg. Strap your bitch up before you just thinking I'ma come up then run up and make it hot as shit.
Summer days. Choppers, K's, 223.
Everybody loved them.
Summer days, bottles of spades.
Summer days. Everybody loved them.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. That was Summer Days by Dope Boy Menace here today with us. So that track, we were just talking about, you created the kind of trap sounds in the back with Fruity Loops, right? Which is a software that we're also teaching here during tracks.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
It's awesome.
Teach them how to do stuff like that too. Mm-hmm. Sound effects, you know what I mean? Thing. You could even do commercials. You can like commercials for companies and businesses and stuff like that. You can use Fruity Loops for that. It doesn't always have to be about music. You know what I mean? It could be a soundtrack to a movie somebody's doing. You can create. It's different things you could do.
Yeah, I mean, I love the way the skills that the kids are developing here can go into so many different spaces. Whatever it is that really draws them walk away with lots of real skill. Yeah.
I
mean, whether or not it's like sound editing for film, too, if that ends up being a thing. You know?
It all goes in hand. Music, film, art.
Yeah, DJ Wick's talking about going to film school. You know, you can take that there. Yeah. There's lots of different ways this can show up.
Dope.
Really cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So we're coming to the end of our segment. Dope Boy Menace, thank you so much for being here today with us. Man. And we're
shout
gonna,
out to the clubhouse.
Yeah, right?
WGXC.
And so you also did with us a challenge,
the Harlem Challenge.
It's so Brooklyn,
but wherever you're from, you got to put the so in front of it.
Everybody's taking it, and like we have some so Catskill, but we're gonna play your So Harlem out.
Okay,
for us,
that's
so.
What's up.
All right,
man.
I'm So Harlem. I used to go ham up in Drew. I'm So Harlem. Like going to Apollo just to boo. I'm So Harlem. I'm right across the bridge from the zoo. I'm So Harlem. Every day I got on something new. I'm So Harlem, I might hop about to touch a class tomorrow, nigga, that's real rap. Working 9 to 5, then come home and still trap. It's claiming they don't f*** with you, leaning in for the dap. Hug you from the front, but stabbing you in the back. Grew up with some rats, disguising to be wolves. That angel turned the devils in 3 pulls. I ain't rich yet, that's probably why I never sleep good. I'm So Harlem, mama said don't walk through 40th.
And what I do?
Walk through 40th. I probably had the same dreams Rich Porter did. Nobody there to tell me it was way more to get. Yeah, I'm So Harlem. Shootouts at Willie Burgers, I done seen so many murders. Yeah, I'm So Harlem. I steal a bag of Spanish bitch on the hill when they was curving. Claiming they Harlem, I never heard of. We was shooting and robbing and taking work from. We wasn't sipping on lean, popping no perk for. We was smoking on Branson, looking for roads to riches. We really had the grams, I ain't talking pictures. D got hit 5 times and had him walking different. I seen them in the net, they always talking different. Or some weirdo vibe and glorifying snitches. Whack out here, I swear to God, clout like the new crack out here. It's a drought, man, we need Max back out here. We need a big L murder mace track out here. You violate, you can't show your face back out here. I was f***ed up, I brought the weight back out here. That's why they call me H Interstate, king of the dinner plate. Claiming blocks that I came here to renovate. She a hot girl, my heart colder than the winter break. I ain't never had the pillow talk just to penetrate. I be snapping paparazzi. I'm So Harlem, pop Lottie. Yeah, I bear arms, don't be a body. Anybody can get it, this clip of thotty. Them feds come and get you, my nigga, remain solid. That's it, that's the challenge. I'm
So Harlem. Back at Clubhouse Radio, a big thank you to Dope Boy Menace. I'm DJ Khonsu here with
DJ WIC.
Get it right, WIC. You say the whole thing like a Tribe Called Quest. You gotta say the whole thing, WIC. All right. So you were listening to that. Was there anything you wanted to just? We have a couple minutes before we gotta close out. Anything that popped for you in that interview with Dope Boy Menace?
Yeah, I want to reference a quote in there. The kids raised by their favorite rap artists. Mm-hmm. That's really true. Like, I'm not going to say who, but this person close to me, you know, like, I'd say about age of 9, 10, you know, we always vibe and all that, you know. Like, I'm not going to say normal teenage boys, but acting like teenage boys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not grown, but, like, he started listening to all this music, and then, like, his friends influenced him, mm-hmm. who also listened to that type of music, and he was kind of, he just changed, and now he's not, like, the way he used to be, and, like, I don't want to be, I don't know.
Yeah. And, like, because what you listen to then influences how you think your space is, your culture is, how you treat people.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what you were saying about lyrics and the importance of lyrics.
Yeah.
So I think that brings us to a really good spot. And I'd like to close out the show with Nas's No Bad Energy, because that feels really relevant to what you were saying. Mm-hmm. And in terms of a rap artist that could raise me, Nas could do it, actually. You know what I mean? And so we are coming to the end of our time.
Thank you for listening. Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. If you are 12 to 18 and want to get involved in programming our radio show,
mm-hmm.
join us for a radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Fridays at 5 p.m.
And so, like I said, we're going to finish with No Bad Energy by Nas. And shout-outs, a big thank you to Wave Farm and WGXC for making this radio program possible. And we also got 49 new sustaining supporters during this pledge drive, which is huge. Like, thank you, everybody. Thank you, listeners. for continuing to make this radio program possible. And the Catskill and Hudson Youth Clubhouses and Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties for supporting this program. And next week on Clubhouse Radio, we are doing hair, right? DJWSE?
Yes.
We're doing black hair specifically, black hair. Right? Yes. Like celebrating that, all of that. And I guess we'll catch y'all next time.
Yeah?
Yeah. All right.
I'm oblivious to you skeptics. What you hear, you ain't never hear till I repped it. Iridescent hero's essence, please clear the exits. I chase demons outdoors, force them to hear the message, air them out. Heard some people discussing my whereabouts. Yeah, it's been a few sightings of me, a fair amount. Never seen much, but yet I'm never in the house. Move a style, wild, exciting when I do step out. Y'all been rhyming for years, and Juggle made a hit Uchiwali idea, sold a million records. Had him embarrassed, signed to Columbia. Blew a check, he was laughing while y'all in the studio bragging about your pastor. Thinking back, so on trips to Manhattan, dad was rolling. Hotels like the Plaza, black bellhops holding. Rich people bags, tip they has to omen. Coming out of cabs, limousine holding doors for them. We all got a job to go for it. No bad energy, please, no bad energy. Just try to be the best you, man. That's all I can say, man. No bad energy, please, no bad energy. All that over here, man. Keep that away, man. No bad energy, please, no bad energy. You know what I'm saying? Big Apple, my Hennessy, please. No bad energy, please, no bad energy. To rappers who never sold crack, telling other people's lives. Never shot nobody, but be shooting people in they rhymes. Never robbed nobody or re-up with coke in they ride. I'm probably who they talking about when they writing most of their lines and I ain't noticing. Trapping was what was happening with Boulder Click. Around me, I'm surrounded by the most devoted clique. We saw the smokers get rowdy for all the potentness. And still ain't know how sick it was in that ocean abyss. What doesn't come out in the wash comes out in the rinse. You suckers ain't had no say-so. Whoever put you in a position to have a say-so to be questioned they self. I'm silk shirt, summertime sunny, sun chaser. Pretty girl tongue taster, southern girl luster, city girl love maker, the matinee watcher, the good weather on a Saturday afternoon shopper, good gift copper, still miss Big Papa. No bad energy, please, no bad energy. No bad energy, please, no bad energy. No bad energy, please, no bad energy. No bad energy, please, no bad energy.
So a little bit of Young Mal Flow So Crazy, Billboy Blues before we go.
Loading in big dreams, make it to the industry. Balls of Scooby-Doo, cause bro, my flow is such a mystery. Same bitches did to dub me, now they trying to get with me. They see me making money, they ain't getting stretched from me. Literally, I'm selling dope and they can't get a nick from me. Came from Rendell County, so my life was full of whippin' B. Posted on the block, nippin' birdie sack and chicken B. Crew is full of shotters, they can die if they give lip to me. Real, recognize real, and I can see the difference, see? I'm on now, so this city my throne now. The body of a youngin', but my mind is so grown now. Come around the Ville, can even call it my home now. But every single track, you hear me rappin' my hometown. Sure like having hard, but my money so long now. Used to talk a lot, but I just put it in songs now. Said I wouldn't make